Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. As we conclude our week, sort of seems like... You know, how does a president get anti-gun things done without getting any anti-gun legislation passed? I mean, that's a question, right? Under previous administrations, the ATF revoked an average of 40 FFLs per year. But in the 11 months since Biden has occupied the White House, they have revoked 273 FFLs, and many more dealers are in the pipeline to lose their licenses and their livelihoods. And this shouldn't come as any surprise. Biden announced last June that he was targeting rogue gun dealers, whom he blamed for skyrocketing violent crime rates in major cities that Democrats have historically controlled. The problem is that these rogue gun dealers simply don't exist, at least not in sufficient number to have caused crime to increase in Chicago, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Detroit, and the other urban hellholes. So what was the administration to do? Well, we found out that answer Monday. At the behest of the Biden-Harris administration, the ATF instituted a zero-tolerance policy that raised the bar to impossible heights by punishing human error, any human error, simple paperwork mistakes that would have barely merited a mention before Biden took office, now trigger an FFL revocation. According to one industry expert, the ATF has changed the definition of willful. Now, even the most minor slip-up is considered a willful violation of law. There are no excuses or second chances. And keep in mind that today's gun dealers are already heavily regulated and drowning in paperwork. Simple mistakes can happen very easily. It's just a matter of time. And once a FFL is revoked, it is nearly impossible to get back. So for gun dealers, Biden's new zero-tolerance policy has been likened to the death penalty for a minor traffic offense. Now, there's word out there that, the vast majority of ATF agents don't like Biden's zero-tolerance policy. And that's... Okay, so you don't like them. Big deal. They're still clicking their heels and following orders willfully. How else will they have revoked 273 FFLs in just 11 months? Their willingness to obey unconstitutional orders is just further proof that the ATF just needs to go away. It needs to be abolished. There's never been a federal agency with so little regard for the sanctity of human life. With such a history of failure accompanying it, and with such a willingness to bend over for politicians in charge. And if you bring up constitutions, well, of course, they've never really heard of it, especially the part that guarantees equal protection for all persons under the law. The ATF has willingly and willfully allowed itself to be weaponized by the most anti-gun president in American history. They are aiding and abetting the unconstitutional war on our gun rights, and they're still covering up for the big guy by denying FOIA requests that will prove Biden's original rogue gun dealer claims are complete fiction. As an alleged law enforcement agency, they should be ashamed. The ATF has never been held accountable before, even after Waco and even after Ruby Ridge. But there shall be an agency-wide reckoning for their current misdeeds, hopefully beginning in November, because they're harming law-abiding Americans for reasons that are nothing but political. Now, the only thing they could do And we're talking, see, first of all, saying that something can't happen until November, it's actually January. I mean, they will try to push through everything they can right up to the moment that Pelosi has to hand over her big oversized gavel. Now, Biden's no gun dealers, no guns plan is simplistic, but effective. You have an estimated 50,000 gun dealers in the country, but only around 30,000 have actual brick-and-mortar storefronts. And Biden has taken out 273 of them, and more will likely follow into the unemployment line. And as a society, we can never allow a federal police force to be weaponized by a politician, especially a president, and sent out to enforce his whims. This is the very definition of tyranny. And there's certain things that could happen. You know, maybe the general counsel or the careerists within the ATF quickly realize that they're being manipulated by the Biden-Harris administration and put a stop to their agents' unconstitutional actions. And if they don't, then good people outside the agency are going to have to make the decision for them, and the quicker the better. And good, hardworking, law-abiding Americans are losing their livelihoods over false accusations, all because Joe Biden doesn't like guns. More importantly, this is the consequence of an election. I know a lot of people that are supposedly on my side of the fences. Rob Pincus comes to mind, although I find Rob Pincus to be an insufferable fool. But there was a lot of people that weren't necessarily within the gun advocacy groups that were not, they didn't feel all warm and fuzzy about Donald Trump. And that's okay. But what we have going on right now is completely and totally because we don't have Donald Trump. And the stupidity of the current system, the way things are working, means that for the moment we have to be willing to settle for who will do the least damage, which that's the Republicans. And it isn't that they do any damage, they just don't do anything proactive. And that in and of itself is pretty, that's a damning detail. So what are we to do? We don't have a choice at this moment between now and January. What's going to happen is going to happen. What's going to happen is going to happen. So between now and then, what we should be doing is calling the Republicans we do know that are in the House right now today and explaining to them that we want them to go back to their very basic fundamentals of what being, you know, a conservative means, of what being a Republican means, of the original text of the Constitution, and say, this is your guidebook. Please go into this hard, go into this leaning. You know, if you got to worry about decorum and all these other things, that's fine, but just understand that we want a stop put to this, and we want a reversal. And then they should audit this string of FFL revocations and go in there and look at each and every case and figure out what it was and find out why now minuscule little clerical errors have become willful violations of the law. And then make sure that doesn't ever happen again. And the only way to really do that would be to get rid of the ATF. And I know that all of these politicians are loath to get rid of a alphabet organization, but it's going to start somewhere. It's going to happen somewhere. And it may as well happen within the place that is messing with the teeth of the Constitution, and that is the ATF. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Nexus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. If you didn't know any better, the headline on a press release published Wednesday by John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, could appear damning. Study finds a link between dropping permit requirement for carrying concealed weapons and increase in officer-involved shootings with civilian victims. The Trace, the propaganda arm of former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun empire, was as excited and breathless as a young pup in their response to the press release. We get shootings by police officers increased by 12.9% in 10 states that loosened public carry restrictions. That's according to a new study by researchers at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health that looked at states which made it easier for people to carry guns without a permit between 2014 and 2020. The lead Johns Hopkins researcher, apparently a well-credentialed, quote, gun violence researcher, sounded as if his team had found a cure for cancer. And we get trend of more states allowing civilians to carry concealed guns without a permit may be influencing the perceived threat of danger faced by law enforcement. This coming from Mitchell Doucette, Ph.D., M.S., assistant scientist at the Bloomberg School's Department of Health Policy and Management, core faculty member in the Center for Gun and Violence Solutions, and the study's lead author, said in a press release, this could attribute to higher rates of fatal and non-fatal officer-involved shootings. Now, discerning readers, discerning listeners, we're going to note his use of the weasel words may and could. And this may be serious, and one could think it could prove problematic for the 25 states that have passed constitutional carry. Right? Well, no. It turns out it's all a bunch of junk. Nothing. But a complete load of junk, because the vaunted Johns Hopkins researchers used flawed data from the Gun Violence Archive, a group of anti-gun activists masquerading as researchers that we debunked daily. You know, the gun right, the gun advocacy, we debunk them on a regular basis. And you remember the Gun Violence Archive? They're the mental midgets who claim that there's 417 mass shootings in 2019, when the FBI said there was 30. And, you know, it came out last July. The GVA is led by Executive Director Mark Bryant, who admitted his researchers troll Twitter, Facebook, police blotters, media stories, and other less than official sources for their data. He denied he or his group were anti-gun, but in 2018 he co-authored a guest column for the LA Times titled, "We have all the data we need. Stronger gun laws would save lives." He also supports restricting standard capacity magazines. He says, I think magazine capacity is an issue that should be addressed. You don't need a 30-round mag or a 60-round drum. While they're great get-off tools, they're part of a hobby, not part of the Second Amendment. He wrote a guest column for the Lexington Herald Leader 4 years ago, and he spoke out against Senate Resolution 172, which encouraged teachers to carry firearms in the classroom. Said it is a fatally flawed solution for folks who learned another lesson about tools. If all you have is a hammer, you tend to see every problem as a nail. The National Rifle Association solution. This Johns Hopkins study was funded by the New Venture Fund and the Joyce Foundation. According to Influence Watch, the New Venture Fund is a 501c3 funding and fiscal sponsorship nonprofit that makes grants to left-of-center advocacy and organizing projects and provides incubation serves for other left-of-center organizations. The Joyce Foundation also funds the Gun Violence Archive. This is where Barack Obama came from. This is where Valerie Jarrett came from. According to its website, one of the goals of the Joyce Foundation is to reduce gun deaths and injuries in the Great Lakes region. To achieve this, they have a four-step plan. Number one, advance and implement federal, state, and local policy and practice that reduce easy accessibility of guns to those at risk of violence. Number two, support policies to reduce easy accessibility of guns to those at risk of violence. Number three, reduce the next generation's exposure to gun violence through education on the risks of gun ownership. Number four, litigate to defend evidence-based gun policies and challenge extreme gun rights policies and practices. There's no doubt that the civilian disarmament industry is going to work this study harder than a rented mule. They paid good money for it, after all. Good money. It was clearly designed to target this growing constitutional carry movement, which terrifies them to their very core. And it's too bad for them. But the entire study is built on flawed data. Too bad indeed. In my humble opinion, the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Health team forgot one important research concept. Well, they probably forgot a lot of them. But here you go. The quality of input determines the quality of output. This concept has another more familiar abbreviation, GIGO, which stands for garbage in, garbage out. That's just the way it is. That's what they have. That's what they have. This is, you know, what we've got going on right now is largely a case of show me the man and I'll show you the crime. This is what it all boils down to. So right now, where they have permitless carry, which is trending, which is moving rapidly, and these states are not going to change anything, and there's going to be nothing the feds can do about it. That's another problem that this whole Roe versus Wade thing creates, because the feds got out there a while back in the 70s and said, hey, there's an unfettered right to this. And, you know, now the Supreme Court is going to say, no, there isn't actually that unfettered right. We don't have a dog in that fight. And this will be one of those things. There is no federal gun permit of any kind at the moment. They're probably never going to be. The only thing they might provide for us would be national reciprocity, which that should be a thing anyway. That drags everybody kicking and screaming into the sun. But in the interim, this scares them a great deal. And so they're going to blame it on everything. It's going to be, you know, if you have male pattern baldness, probably because you have a gun, you carry a gun without a permit. Something like that. It'll be something really fun. Something really fun. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. The agency saying the policy begins in June. You're listening to USA Radio News. As monkeypox cases are reported in Canada, the CDC is keeping an eye on things here.
Health officials in Montreal said they were investigating 17 suspected cases of monkeypox in the area, likely adding Canada to the list of countries with minor outbreaks. Most of the cases are men in their 30s to 50s. The Montreal officials also said they had found links between some of the suspected cases and the first infection found in the United States, a Massachusetts man who recently traveled to Canada by private car. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A strong majority of Americans support sending financial aid to Ukraine in its war against Russia. A new Economist YouGov poll found that 63% of respondents said it was a good idea to help fund Ukraine. Only 20% said it was a bad idea, and another 18% were not sure when it came to sending financial aid to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Going back to Cali, which I haven't been there yet today. Citizens of California woke up to a new set of rules, actually implemented on May the 6th. See, in California, they don't have the latest handguns. They are heavily restricted. They have a heavily restricted supply due to a state law. And that law just narrowed, and California residents will see their options for legal handguns diminish yet again. The California Department of Justice announced on Friday that all pistols in the USP line from popular gun maker H&K were removed from the state's approved handgun roster. And as a result, the pistols may no longer be sold, offered for sale, or manufactured in the state. On May the 6th, 2022, the H&K USP 9 V1, USP 40 V1, compact USP 45 V1, compact USP, you get the point. They were all removed from the roster of certified handguns pursuant to California Code of Regulations Title 11, Section 4070C. A California DOJ bulletin disseminated to licensed gun dealers in the state reads, any further questions should be directed to Heckler and Koch. And nobody knows why these guns have been decertified. The state can remove a handgun from the approved roster under current California law if the gun maker fails to pay the annual maintenance fee required by statute to the state, if the approved handgun model is modified in any way after it has been certified, or if it deems the handgun unsafe upon further review. So right now, the California DOJ and H&K neither have responded to a request for comment on the decision to remove the line of pistols. And this decertification of popular and previously approved handguns sort of highlights the effect of one of the more peculiar laws on the books in a state known for restrictive gun policy. Gun owners reacted to the news of the decertification through online forums. Like user FNG Glock wrote in the Calguns forum, "Oh man, this whole roster thing blows. Glad I got mine end of the year last year, but people should be able to get USPs." California is one of the three states, plus the District of Columbia, with what is known as a handgun roster. Under the 2001 Unsafe Handgun Act, only handguns deemed safe are eligible to be placed on California's roster of certified firearms approved for civilian sale. Handguns deemed unsafe are generally unavailable for commercial sale in the state, though the unsafe pistols are still available for law enforcement. And to be deemed safe for sale by the state, handguns must possess certain features. For example, semi-automatic pistols have to have a manual safety, a loaded chamber indicator, a magazine disconnect mechanism, and micro-stamping technology. The micro-stamping requirement has been challenged in state and federal courts. No new handguns have been added to the roster since its implementation in 2013. Laws very controversial among gun owners. Carve outs that allow unsafe handguns to be purchased and used by law enforcement officers have led to several high-profile scandals involving black market sales to civilians in recent years. Likewise, the state regularly updates the criteria for making it on the approved roster, and this has resulted in a diminishing selection of legal handguns over time. And exacerbating this issue is the recently passed Assembly Bill 2847. Set to go into effect in July of 2022, it will automatically remove three previously approved handguns from the roster for every new model the state approves. This provision has already drawn a legal challenge from gun rights supporters. The H&K USP line of handguns, short for Universal Self-Loading Pistol, has been produced since 1993. They are available in most common calibers. They are a popular choice among collectors and shooting hobbyists across the country. Shifting a little bit. Been food shopping lately. Going food shopping feels like you're getting punched in the gut. You pick up a whole roasting chicken, hoping it will feed four, and it's more than $10 in many New York area stores. A staggering $18 if the bird is organic. Apples are close to $3 a pound, and forget about buying a steak. You might have to take out a mortgage. This is courtesy of the Biden administration. Their woke policies are to blame for foodflation, making your trip to the supermarket sheer agony. President Biden is prioritizing climate preservation over your ability to feed your family affordably. And his policies are driving up the cost of fertilizer, energy, and farm-to-store transportation. Add to that overall inflation driven by excessive federal government spending, and the result is sky-high food prices. And there's no relief in sight. And you can expect record-breaking foodflation through the rest of 2022, according to Bank of America market analysts. On Tuesday, President Asterisk spoke to the nation and what he billed as his plan to remedy inflation. But in fact, he just repeated the same list of unsubstantiated excuses for why prices keep going up. And a lot of you have been whiplashed with a series of phony White House explanations for soaring prices. First, he blamed profiteering oil producers. Well, that didn't slow you down. So then he colluding meat packers. Well, that didn't work either. So how about Putin's price hike? Are any of these sticking with you? The president's media cheerleaders are covering up the actual causes. Washington Post columnist Heather Long announced Sunday that Americans are entering a new age of scarcity, with a lot of everyday life remains out of control, as if food inflation is as inevitable as lunar eclipses. And no, this is an unforced error. Biden's damaging policies can be reversed. You start with fertilizer and pesticide, which is costing American farmers 50% more than just a year ago. Chemical fertilizers are made largely from natural gas. Ending the Biden administration restriction on domestic natural gas production, including opening up exploration and production on federal lands and offshore, will help bring down fertilizer prices. Biden's war on fossil fuels pushed up the cost of fertilizer before Putin invaded Ukraine. And Russia is a fertilizer producer, but the war in Ukraine is merely making a self-imposed problem worse. So, reducing a fertilizer cost is critical to making fruits and vegetables affordable, but also meat. Food prices for livestock and poultry went up 12.7% last year, largely because of soaring fertilizer prices. If feeding beef cattle costs less, steaks will too. Then there's energy inflation, which drives up food prices in another way. Because you got to ship all this stuff. All this stuff has to be driven to where it's going. You'd think that Biden would be bending over backward to tackle the food price crisis, but he's doubling down on climate extremism. You people buying food, you are damned. The Federal Conservation Reserve Program pays farmers to leave farmland idle. Well, not all of the factors pushing up food prices are within Biden's control. The avian flu is ravaging poultry and egg producers. Drought is curbing production in California. But, you know, Biden could curb overall inflation by calling for tight monetary policy and halting out-of-control federal spending, including shelving even a pared-down Build Back Better. And sadly, the president doesn't. This is not part of his plan. It's not part of what he's going to do. And what can you do? Shop smart. Those pre-cooked supermarket chickens are lost leaders, a bargain designed to lure you into the store. They actually cost less than uncooked chicken, though they tend to be smaller. And you can vote smart, too. Look at your wallet. I know it's lighter. Go ahead and vote based on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died.
but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Have you noticed that how the pro-abortion lunatics always seem to have a Ukrainian flag in their username? Have you seen that? Been noticing that? Seems that they are always cheerleading someone else dying for their convictions, be it a baby or some guy who likes vodka. And here's the thing about the likely Dobbs decision returning the regulation of abortion to the states where it belongs. Most of the people hell-bent on wiping out fetuses are already living in Moloch-curious blue states that will ensure it's always open season on babies. They're just furious that it's not going to be A-OK in places that they don't live. They just can't tolerate the idea that somehow, somewhere, an unborn infant might be safe. The Democrats hope to mobilize their base with smart theories about how Clarence Thomas is going to lead the charge to outlaw interracial marriage. And we're getting into this point where you're sitting around going, I don't really know how much of this they actually believe. It's sort of unclear. Or how much they accurately assess that many of their followers are drooling halfwits ready to invest in ideological magic beans. But the reality is that everyone who is going to vote on the basis of a deep-seated belief that children in the womb should have a crosshair painted on them are already going to vote. And they were already, They're going to vote for Democrats. They were already going that way. And if your big issue is that you just too many toddlers, well, you're already committed if there's just too many toddlers in the world. But normal people are going to pull their SUV up to the pump and realize that's $100 they will never see again. $100 that was $60 back during the nightmare era of mean tweets. And mean tweets will sound pretty good. So please, Democrats, run with this backbench Republican congressman will totally challenge Trump. And a lot of even formerly dubious voters will say, sounds pretty good to me. And it's not just that their ideological fixation on making sure people can kill their kids practically up to kindergarten. After that, the kiddies presumably need to be kept alive so unionized, perverted Democrat public school teachers can groom them. It's not just that all of this is morally bankrupt. It's terrible strategy. People, regular people, which is most people, largely find the whole subject distasteful and want it to go away. Democrats can't shut up about it and insist on screeching and threatening, addressing like characters out of the feminist equivalent of Harry Potter, that stupid handmade book. I never thought I'd look back fondly on sensitive college girls reading Sylvia Plath and refusing to shut up about it, but here we are. The fact is that most of us are normal, and these Democrats are off-putting to normal people with their focus on what most people see as a distraction from their daily life. Similarly out of touch is the focus on Ukraine. Now, I'm glad Ukraine changed. I mean, that's one less enemy to fight. In the 80s, I was there waiting on them to come across the border. Come on, Ukraine. I can't wait to knock the vowels out of your name. And, you know, I'm glad they switched over. I support the people of Ukraine fighting to clear off an invader. But it's becoming a circus. In one weekend, we had Justin Trudeau, Jill Biden, and even Angelina Jolie all show up to walk around and be seen being there. Even freaking Bono popped in for an impromptu duet. It's becoming an Instagram. It's ridiculous. And the libs of Twitter have copped the same fashion cue. They all now sport a Ukrainian flag in their username, demonstrating their excitement. Other people fighting to the death. But, you know, is this our big issue? That's the question. Now, I generally hope the Ukrainians throw the invaders off their soil. And note that the key word is Ukrainians. Very few Americans want to intervene in this Slavic slugfest, which has causes and issues none of us understand and that we frankly don't need to understand. It's not our fight. We don't have a dog in it. But it seems to be the progressives' fight. Those of us who are very cynical about this, also known as those who have been awake for the last decade, might note that a lot of establishment types seem to have big investments in Ukraine. But of course, it would be crazy talk to suggest that our ruling caste betters might want to interfere in a foreign dispute to protect their own grubby interests. I know, that's just crazy talk. But what this adds up to, besides a problem for the country, is a problem for the Democrats in the midterms and the 2024 election as well. There will be the gift that keeps on giving. The progressives are fixated on things that are just not priorities to regular Americans. Normals are concerned with crime and inflation. We're going to probably see the House hold everything hostage as far as funding in order to slam the brakes on some of this stuff. If they do not do that, this is a dereliction of duty. It's malfeasance of office. They're failing. Democrats don't care about what you normal people are worried about. They want to focus on their fashionable causes like infant extermination and the Donbas Donnybrook because those causes actually reflect upon themselves. This is narcissism politics at its finest. And these causes don't help you. None of these causes help you. If it's okay to kill a child after they're born and they're walking down the hallway to get a soda, if it's okay to abort them at that point, how does that help you at all? Likewise, whatever is going on in Ukraine, being focused on that, what does that do? These causes allow the progressives to preen to each other because that's really what modern progressivism is, a circle of self-pleasuring masquerading as political movement. In a electoral sense, they're going to get their faces split open in November. And they deserve it. And I'm not going to feel bad about this. The last time I felt bad about anybody looking at a political loss was I felt bad for a lot of Trump supporters. I didn't feel bad for the leftists because when he beat Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton didn't really campaign. And I mean, she was waiting to be anointed. She expected to be anointed. Nobody likes her. Bill Clinton doesn't like her. Nobody likes her policies. Nobody wants to send her out as the chief executive. Yeah. So that was I didn't feel bad for them. But for those of you that were out there I saw so many people coming up going, this is going to happen and then Trump will be back. Or this is going to happen and then Trump will be back. We have a moment here in history where we can look at every little progressive institution, academia, entertainment, the media, all of the Democrats. We can look at all of them and let them self-destruct. We can let America get tired of the insanity. We can hope that everything stays, that all of this fresh pain stays forefront in everybody's face. We can do that. Because when they stole the election, which they did, they stole the election, no doubt about it. When they stole it, they assumed ownership of all the problems. And in that, they have failed. They've done nothing about crime. They've created inflation. They've created energy dependence. They've created a lack of deterrence in our armed forces. Everything that's out there right now going on this very single minute that makes us look like a laughingstock on this planet is all based upon the Joe Biden administration. I'm not even going to say the Biden-Harris administration because Harris is such a dimwit, she doesn't even count. So, pay attention, America. Take notes. Take good notes. And we can turn this thing around. But it's never going to be over. Gird yourself for the long haul. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.